The Breakfast Club Adventures, The Movie Monster, by Marcus Rashford, with Abiola Bello, read by Kenton Thomas. This is the 7th audiobook in the Breakfast Club Adventures series. To every child who attends Breakfast Club, this is your starting point. The world is full of possibilities. You just have to let your mind take you there. Chapter 1.
Sorry,
Marcus said as he hurried through the school gates. Mr. Anderson, who was on gate duty, sighed heavily as he looked at his watch.
Come on, Marcus. Assembly is about to start.
Marcus ran towards the hall with his bag slung over his shoulder. He hated being late to school, especially because it meant he missed Breakfast Club. But this morning, he couldn't find his school jumper anywhere. He'd eventually pulled it out from under his bed, but his mum was not happy with how long he had taken searching for it.
You wouldn't have this problem if you kept your room tidy,
she called as he raced out of the door. Marcus sneaked into the packed assembly hall and sat down beside one of his best friends, Oyin, just as the headteacher, Mrs. Miller, walked onto the stage in a navy blue blazer and a smart skirt. She peered around the hall as if checking every student was present.
Good morning, everyone. I have exciting news to share. As you know, each year the school creates a brochure called a prospectus for children and families who are new to the school. However, I've decided that a printed prospectus isn't enough to showcase all the wonderful things happening at Rutherford. So this year, we're going to film one.
An excited murmur travelled around the hall. Marcus sat up alert.
A film? That would be cool.
Settle down,
Mrs. Miller said, and the pupils fell silent.
I want to highlight all the fantastic clubs we have at Rutherford, as that's what really makes this school stand out. We have something for every child, and I think any new student would love to know that there is a club just waiting for them. I've asked the film club to be in charge of creating this special film. Margot, as head of the club, will be looking for children from across the school to star in the film, so don't be alarmed if she pops up in your club today. Margot, do you want to stand up so everyone can see you? A tall, white girl with bright red hair under a navy blue beret with a white and red satin scarf around her neck, stood up and looked at everyone. Marcus thought he'd seen her around school, usually carrying a canvas chair that had director printed on the back. We only have 2 weeks to get the film finished. That's a week to film and then a week to edit it in time for the school open evening. If you're interested in being part of it, make sure you let Margot know, Mrs. Miller continued. Of course, because there are so many clubs, not everyone will get a chance to be in the video. But don't worry, I will make sure that all new pupils get the information on every club, whether they're featured in the film or not. Mrs. Miller ended the assembly and excited chatter once again filled the hall. Oyin nudged Marcus as they got to their feet and started to move into the corridor towards their morning classes.
Imagine being in a film. It's pretty cool, even if it is just for school. Do you think the Breakfast Club investigators will be in it?
She asked.
I don't know. We don't have a case at the moment, so there's not much to film. It would be fun, though.
While they spoke, a stray football shot across the hallway, bouncing off the wall and narrowly missing Marcus's head.
Sorry,
someone yelled from the other side of the hall. Marcus gave a wave to show that no harm was done, and then scooped up the ball which had come to a stop near his feet. As he did so, an idea formed. Straightening up, he leaned over to Oyin and whispered,
Fancy a game of football after lunch?
Oyin grinned.
Always? I'll let Patrick know.
Marcus rubbed his hands excitedly. He would love to showcase his football skills on film. Marcus was certain that Margot would want to feature the football club, which he had recently joined. He had to do a football trial where he demonstrated his ball control, dribbling, tackling and heading, as well as teamwork. Thankfully, Ethan, who was the head of the football club, was impressed. Usually Marcus preferred just playing for fun, but he was enjoying getting to know more people who loved the game like he did, and playing against teams from other schools. The prospectus might be just for new pupils now, but who knew who would see it? His cousin Lola played professional football in America and was always sending him clips of her matches. It would be cool to send her something back. Plus, he, Oyin and Patrick were some of the best footballers in the school. They had to show Margot their skills, and she'd definitely want to cast them. He couldn't wait till lunch.
Marcus,
Stacy waved as she hurried through the crowds of students towards him with Liza and Asim.